Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're going to put a great spotlight on the Southwest. We promise not to disappoint. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. So before we dive into the heart of the matter, a big shout out and sincere thanks to Habitat for Humanity Tucson for their partnership, their support of our work, and for the lasting difference they continue to make in our community on so many levels. They are all about getting people out of poverty, and they believe that everyone deserves a decent place to live. They really do believe that, and they make it possible, and that every one of us can do something today and every day to make that possible for another family if that's what you choose to do. So from the entire MGW team, thank you, Habitat Tucson, for all your impactful efforts. You're changing the world. Now on with the show. I don't say that a lot, but like, yeah, it sounded good. Now on with the show. Our show today is about two things. Tucson Habastore, which really is a home improvement mecca. Trust me, I've been there a lot. And how it all fits into decluttering. And I can't believe that I'm going to say this out loud. Spring is honestly almost upon us. And it seems like it was just Happy New Year. And it's weeks away. It's like 6 weeks away. I know it begins sometime in March. And we want to plant the seed during this show how you can turn your decluttering. Everybody I know does spring cleaning. Something happens, there's a bug that goes around, and you say, I've got to get rid of these clothes, I've got to get rid of this furniture, this looks so old, or I've loved this to death, or whatever. So given that spring is upon us, and you are going to get into the decluttering mood, this show is about making an intentional commitment to get those treasures you're ready to lovingly pass on, to donate them to the Habastore. So with that in mind, and to get this great tone going, let me welcome guest to Mrs. Green's world, who has great tips to give us, as well as to share what an impact we can have on multiple levels. So joining me in studio is Christy Sirocco, Habastore Donation and Outreach Manager. She's got a big job. Christy, it's so great to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Donation and Outreach Manager, what do you get to do when you show up to work every day? It's a big job.
It is a big job. I do a lot of things, actually.
Wear many hats.
Right.
You work for a nonprofit.
That's right. But one of the main things I do is create awareness in our community. Southern Arizona is a huge area, and just creating resources for the community to reduce, reuse, recycle, upcycle, and also be a part of the community when there's events going on, and just getting that word out there that we're available, and that we have many opportunities to give back to the community.
And isn't it almost inconceivable to you? And I think I ranted about this on the last show because it was shocking to me. We have a big dumpster that gets put out of one of our lots here in our homeowners association area. And it was across from our house. So my window for my office, I would see it. We put it there several times a year. And we became the neighborhood dumpster divers. I must admit that I was only the assistant. The stuff that people were throwing out that we could see was egregious and offensive to us. And I am so not kidding. James and I would say, how could people throw this in the garbage? How can you live in such a vacuum? I mean, I really am going on a rant, and I'm sorry. But how could you live in such a vacuum that you're unaware? Even if you didn't care about the environment, don't you know that one was a whole box of office supplies, paper clips, post-it notes, pens. Someone emptied their desk and they threw it in the garbage. Like, who does that? So you're talking about, no judgment on my part. I'm going to calm down now. I'm taking a deep breath. To say to people, we have a home for that stuff.
That's right.
And we can turn it into money that can turn it into building homes. I'm going to follow the thread here, that can turn it into people becoming taxpayers instead of being on the, you know, on access or receiving assistance, which nothing wrong with that. But you help people get out of poverty, and your paper clips and your post-it notes and your old paint and your, you know, old sofa, you can find a place for it that really makes a difference. So that's your only job, is getting the million people in Tucson to get on board and come to the ABBA store?
Yeah, I think the mission is amazing. We are continually creating opportunities for families, giving them hope, raising up sustainable communities, and saving. Last year, we saved 598 tons from the dumpster. That number continues to grow year after year.
Tons of the landfill, which is like the biggest, talk about the biggest waste and the biggest wasteland.
Absolutely.
What about when, I mean, I understand you have to be like the event queen, because it blows me away, even for Mrs. Green's world. We have to constantly be out there to letting people know we're even here, that we even exist. What do you do in terms of focusing on corporate donors, like the big hotels or the big companies that are changing out all their furniture, the big CPA firm that's getting all new this and all new that? Is that part of your job too? Because that, I know, has been successful with some corporations in the past.
Absolutely. We connect with local businesses, nonprofits, Banner Health. They're doing many renovations over there, and they are partnering with us to help remove those items so they're not dumping
awesome.
Them. A lot of businesses will not think of those resources and just go ahead and throw it in the dump. And I'm here to tell you, we are here to take those items, and the proceeds that come from the Habby store go to all of the building materials for the homes. We're also doing things in the store like and with the building of the homes, creating energy efficient homes, and our store has solar panels on it, and we're reducing energy that way. We have energy efficient lighting, so that's reducing the cost as well.
You're a sustainable location.
We're a sustainable location. We're being a resource to the businesses so that they can be more sustainable, reduce the carbon footprint. You know, there's so many things that you can do. You can donate.
And all
you
starts
shop.
With changing your mindset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't want to interrupt you because shopping is a huge part of this. I mean, it's like you think that you're doing this great thing and your treasure's going to a place like Habba Store. Go down there and you become an addict.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many different kinds of customers. We have business owners that come in. We have people who are renovating their homes that maybe can't afford to go to Home Depot or Lowe's.
Or that want to do it for the right reasons.
Or just,
they want to upcycle.
Yeah, DIYers are a big part of our...
What about college kids?
College kids? Yes, we do promote to them during the back to school.
Right, right.
There's a huge initiative down at U of A, and so we're so excited that they're actually doing things to reduce.
Because a lot of them don't have any money.
That's right.
And you can get, like I told my niece when she was at the U of A, you want new lawn furniture? Try to make it down there once a week, because you're always getting sometimes new stuff that was floor models or whatever, and it's just what you'll see in some of the stores.
I'm astounded at some of the stuff that comes through there. There's so much stuff. We take furniture, art decor, patio furniture, lawn stuff, doors, windows, plumbing, appliances.
And couches, like when we were getting rid of our couch.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say to consumers that are listening. Guess what, folks? It's easier to get rid of your couch at Habba Store than it is to get rid of it any other way. Oh, why is that? Because they come and pick it up.
Yeah, we do a pickup service.
They come to your door, take the couch out.
That's right.
And they give you a receipt for your donation. Why would you not do this?
Right, and we also have the drop-off option. So if you don't need a pickup, or you can bring the items down. You know, we have a drop-off, same hours as the retail store. So there's many options on getting those items to our store.
And to keep the thread going, because you and I are two whirling dervishes and we get really excited and passionate about what's going on.
Yes.
Let's make it clear to the listeners. So I donate my couch. Habba Store comes and picks it up.
That's
and
right.
They're doing it. It's green because they have multiple stops along the way. So they're planning their route or route, as some people would say, and they sell it. And then the money raised, let's follow the money, goes to support Habitat for Humanity's mission of building homes, of your Brush with Kindness program.
Yes.
Many programs. So you're a feed into the very important mission of Habitat and getting people out of poverty. That's one of my favorite taglines. The only way to end poverty is to get people out of them, and getting them in a home is a way.
Yeah,
it's a gateway.
Yeah, and we're not only doing that here in Tucson, we're doing it all over the world. So there's many Habitat affiliates across the country, and just providing resources all over the communities and all over the world.
It's like giving, a big green circle.
Yeah.
That's what I see it as.
Absolutely.
You're like the whole, that little reduce, reuse, recycle circle. That's what you're doing. So what would you say to people? You know, the compelling argument, we glossed over it, but I want to get, calm down from our whirling dervishness and say, what is so important about upcycling? You covered the cause, we covered the cause. Yes, it's a good idea, but why does it make sense for good citizens of the planet? People that care about the environment, they might not connect it to their furniture.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Or
yeah.
Their old paint, or this painting that they want to get rid of, or lawn chairs.
Well, upcycling, it's greener than recycling. Sometimes recycling will, compromise the quality of the item. It reduces the carbon footprint.
And it's the third one. Reduce is number one.
Absolutely.
I tell people that.
It also allows you to be creative and create your own style. And it's cheaper than buying new stuff. So there's
people are
a
making
lot of,
millions of dollars on blogs about being shabby chic.
You know, I just upcycled my dining room table, and it cost me $60, and it looks fabulous. So I have a whole brand new kitchen table, and I'm super excited because I actually did it myself, and just the pride behind it, and just seeing it, and not having to throw it away or go spend $400 on a new dining room table was it for me. So I think a lot of people are starting to think that way, saving money, reducing waste.
The impact on the planet, because there's this whole cradle-to-cradle concept of keeping things out of the landfill. And when you do this, you're doing that. It's already been manufactured, so that's another piece that seeps in here of you're not creating more CO2 emissions by buying a new item that had to be manufactured. This is already done. That's how I feel about my clothing. I was thinking about this yesterday. I wear pretty much now 60 to 70% recycled clothing, which the first is reduced, so I'm going and buying all
these
things. I love
thrift shopping.
But it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And this fits because you're not buying a newly creative item that might still be off-gassing and all that. What about hidden treasures? And I already know the answer to this, but I think we should share it anyway, because it's always fun to be there and be in the back room when a box is opened and you're like, OMG.
Yeah, we get
they
a lot of
they didn't know
those.
What they donated, but someone died, unfortunately, or someone is moving and they just pack the boxes. And
absolutely.
Then hidden treasures.
It happens a lot. People,
can we find hidden treasures?
There's
at
lots
the
of
store?
Hidden treasures. Inventory changes daily. We are out in the community picking up from residentials two trucks a day. 6 days a week, and including corporations and nonprofits as well. But so, yes, the inventory is consistently changing. As soon as the items come off the truck, they are required to be in resellable condition. And so they go right out to the floor and ready for you to come in and find those awesome treasures.
So let's go back a little bit and go in a little bit deeper in the weeds. I always wonder about, there would be someone at, let's just say, I mean, Home Depot is one of your organizations that donates. Is
yes,
that correct?
Yes, Home Depot, Dunn Edwards, Lowe's, many resources.
They have the
in
consciousness.
The yes.
And they have good stuff. So
yes.
I always wonder about, and if you don't do this, it's fine, but I want to know, do they partner with you in terms of, look at how many people they employ? I wonder if there's part of your mission and your job is to educate consumers and companies. Is there any of that that goes on at the back end so that all the people that work at Lowe's know that it got donated and they know why?
Yeah, I don't know about all the people at those organizations.
But some of them make an effort to make sure it's systemic from the inside out?
Yeah, I think If you ever talk to me, I'm super passionate about what I do. And if you're going to listen, I'm going to tell you an earful about all the great things that we're doing for Habitat's mission. So yes, if I have the opportunity to give you the information, I'm telling you what we're doing, and I'm creating those, you know, relationships and making the connections. Who else do you know that would be interested in supporting the mission or would come down for a tour? Or, you know, I'm open to any of those things. So any opportunity to where I can make new opportunities or just recreate the wheel, I'm definitely doing it.
And if you're a listener that is a part of any club, any civic organization, Rotary or Sir Optimist or anything, have them take a tour there.
Yeah.
Because our Rotary Club did, and you have lifelong trollers who come there.
That's right.
And tell me they had no idea. It's easy to get to. It's right off of I-10 and Grant, so you can access it from almost anywhere in the city pretty quickly. And I think people who came from my Rotary Club, who are wonderful, giving, caring, our whole mission is about making a difference, were shocked at the high quality, the way it was displayed. It doesn't feel cluttered. You don't get, you know, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You change things out on a regular basis. So
I think a lot of that constitutes to our awesome volunteers that come in and assist us with our daily operations.
They're like lifelong.
They're like
lifeblood.
They're
lifelong.
Like angels to us.
Yes.
They
yes.
support us. They are there because they want to be, and they make it happen. So I'm super excited to bring people in so that, you know, because a lot of people don't know that you can donate your time to the Habby store as well as just doing a build. So there's definitely a lot of opportunity, and our volunteers make it happen. So.
And you can tell where my slant is because I am so not that builder person, that handyman, that fix it, that anything. I'm not a big, huge DIY. And anybody who knows me that's listening is cracking up and they're like, you think DIY? You get it. DI somebody else.
Me either, but I try sometimes.
But let's talk a little bit about I talk about couches and lawn furniture and lamps and hidden treasures, but there's a whole bunch of things, necessities for people that own homes, for people that are marginalized, that have low income. I'll never forget the story that our old friend Terry D told about the $5 toilet that he got to sell to a dad who could afford $5 because his kid put like Superman or somebody in the toilet and ruined it. I mean, seriously, it was so funny. Spider-Man chokes the toilet. So what other kinds of things and treasures, not just treasures, but really useful items are there? Go into some detail about the building side.
The building side, we get a lot of tile donated. Floor and Decor will donate tile so that you could maybe repair a floor, bathtubs, sinks.
Nails, paint, duct tape?
Nails, paint, duct tape. We have paint supplies in there that we do purchase, so those aren't donated. Those are the only things in the store that we do not get donated. But the paint is recycled paint, so it is green.
Where are you getting that from? I have to ask.
Green Sheen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know what? That program is in Taos, New Mexico.
Absolutely. That's where I got the resource from.
Oh my gosh, my daughter will love it. They live in Taos,
nice.
And their first stop for anything for their home, because she has learned from the Mrs. Green's world, is and they call it the Restore there, as you well know. In different communities, it's called different things. That's our first stop.
Yeah.
And they got all the paint for their house at the Restore.
Yeah, I actually got that tidbit of information, gave them a call, and just asked them what they were using. And
the next time I go in there, I'm going to drop in
yeah.
and maybe do an on the scene with Mrs. Green interview.
Hey,
you never
that
know.
That would be awesome.
But nails and lumber and roof tiles and windows and doors, storm doors. I remember when I went in one time and there were a whole bunch of storm doors.
Yeah,
and
interior
windows,
doors,
beautiful
exterior
windows.
Doors. Yeah, absolutely. Windows, all double paned. We don't take them if they're not the highly efficient, energy efficient windows.
You don't take them unless they are?
Unless they are double pane, that's correct.
That's really good to know too, because
yeah.
that's what we want to be putting in our homes.
Low flow toilets.
We call them high efficiency.
High efficiency.
So people don't think the flow doesn't go down. HETs, I'm serious, because when we were going to put them in our house, my husband said, they don't work. Well, I said, no, they're not low flow anymore. They're high efficiency. And they're like a jet stream. When you flush our toilets, it's just like whoosh. Might be too much information, but it's good to know because some people say, I don't want that. I'm going to waste water anyway. What about, what don't you take? What about mattresses? That's always the big question.
I'll tell you, we take mattresses, any upholstery.
Which is really good. All mattresses are not bad.
That's right. We get a lot of people who are like, I just bought this mattress. It's too hard. I don't like it. I want to get a new mattress.
Right.
We do hold the upholstered items maybe to a little bit of a higher standard. They do go through an evaluation upon pickup. So they're evaluating them for.
So like they could come to your door and you could say, we're not taking it.
That does happen.
Well, I'm glad you took mine. I'm glad I made the cut for our couch.
There is a little bit of higher valuation on upholstery items, just
which makes sense because you don't want crap. Excuse my crass language in the store, but that matters because you don't. So, okay, you have to kind of make the cut, and people should be conscious of that anyway.
Yeah.
If it's horrible and broken down and torn and stained, why would you want to pass that on to anybody else? That's just downright rude.
Yeah, and we have to be really conscious about what we're putting in our own dumpsters. So we do have a process that kind of identifies and separates those items from each other.
Yeah, people don't want to go by the habit store and see the dumpsters filled with stuff.
That's right.
They donated. So you have to be careful.
That's right. We train our donation ambassadors, who are the ones going out.
I love that. Donation ambassadors.
Yes.
That's a thing.
That is. And they're highly trained to go out and make those evaluations. Of course, we look for water damage and mold and things that we wouldn't be able to resell. Let me tell you about one thing that is kind of a new thing. We do not take chemicals anymore. Paint, it has to be factory sealed with a clear label on it. It has to be prior.
Has to be an unopened can?
It cannot be an unopened can. It has to be factory sealed with the label on it, and it has to be communicated prior to the pickup because we have to pull SDS sheets. So we're
what's that?
SDS sheets are data sheets for any chemicals.
Is there regulation?
Yeah, it's OSHA.
OSHA.
Yeah. So you have.
In our back door.
Tells us what's in the product.
But it protects us.
It protects everybody, our consumers, our donors, everybody, our drivers.
So elaborate a little bit more when you say chemicals. So, like paint thinner, and what are some examples of chemicals? Because that's another thing that's not in my wheelhouse of things that I might consider donating.
Yeah. A lot of people have, like you said, paint thinners. Half paint cans of paint, cleaners. A lot of people try to give us cleaners. Oh, I'm not using this anymore. Maybe you guys can use it. We can't take opened anything anymore. It has to be factory sealed with, like I said, we would pull the SDS sheets, but.
And the thing that I want to do is a shout out because you guys work with many other organizations, other nonprofits, but one of our clients and a dear friend of mine is Christina Paulsgrove from the City of Tucson Department of Environmental Quality. And Tucson rocks when it comes to their hazardous waste collection. It's a major partnership. People start lining up. When you go to a collection site and you can email me to find the dates or you can go to the Department of Environmental Quality's website and see. But hazardous waste, there is a place to do it. And folks, you should not be storing that stuff in your garage. It gets so hot here in the summer. If children come in, if pets have access to it, if you're storing it, make sure it's high up and make sure it's not flammable or is going to cause an issue with just being opened and maybe, you know, burning your lungs or whatever. But
right.
Our hazardous waste collection in this city is really stellar. It's open for city residents.
Yeah. One of the things I do with my scheduler and my donation ambassadors.
Your donation ambassadors?
My donation ambassadors carry a sheet with resources for items that we don't take. So we have about 10 resources or 10 other nonprofits or just recycling places so that if we do come across something that we don't take, we can say, I'm really sorry, but here are several other organizations that can help or maybe can help you.
Or can use a little bit less gently used item like group homes, I'm telling you right now. I mean, I worked for a long time with a company that had an organization that had group homes, and those kids are tough on furniture. So that little gently used couch, they probably wouldn't even notice.
That's right. They wouldn't even care. They would just be happy that...
They would just be happy.
That's right.
Yeah. So chemicals you don't take. You do take mattresses.
Electronics we do not take. We do not take linens. So any bedding or clothing.
That's good to know too.
Yeah. We refer those to Big Brother, Big Sister. So they're a huge partner of ours. They help us keep those items at bay. Sometimes if somebody drops those items off, we'll hold them to the side for them and they come
and
do
come
a pickup. That's right.
That's really such a nice approach. And Tucson is so good about that, working together to raise the tide for all the ships.
Yeah, Rise Electronics, they come and get any...
Love Rise.
Yeah.
They're a partner of Mrs. Green's World too.
Nice.
I am a feeder. I am a funnel for Rise equipment.
Absolutely.
And I say to people, here, bring it to my house and Mr. Green will lovingly take it down to Rise, and they really reuse, recycle everything. So for your equipment, that's great to know that it's a partner, and you can call them. If you have a big, like one of my friends in Rotary, another place we took, he had a garage full of stuff because he didn't want to throw it in the garbage, and Rise sent their truck out there because it was really worth a trip way across town because he had so much to donate, because they don't have the manpower to do 6 trips a day, but for businesses and corporations and stuff. So that's wonderful to give them a shout out and what they do.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay, so I want to make sure, because we have some of those rabid listeners at the Habitat for Humanity. Did we really cover enough about Habitat for Humanity in general? I want to say from my heart that you're involved locally, you're involved internationally with, you know, T having projects in Mexico, and the Habitat for Humanity's, the home builds are another cornerstone. Have you ever done a home build?
I have.
I've done too.
Yeah, I've done several. We had a staff build. We did a couple World Habitat Days. And I want to mention that I think this past World Habitat Day, I noticed that we didn't do water bottles.
No. No,
so,
Carolyn.
Isn't that exciting?
I love you.
Yes,
You're
go Carolyn.
Kidding. So it was water bottle free?
Pretty sure. I didn't see any water bottles at that build.
She told me she was going to do it, and I couldn't be there that day.
Yeah, we set up a bunch of water stations.
I am going to kiss that woman when I see her next. We're scheduled to have breakfast and talk about
the
Chapman
phenomenal.
Home build, but that is, we went to lunch, and you know me, between that and straws, I am known. People hide them from me when they see them. They put their water bottles behind their backs.
Yeah.
Because it's just, and it's not just even about the water bottle. It's a gateway to consciousness.
That's right.
If you're conscious of that, the thing you're using is disposable and you could be using one that's reusable, it starts you thinking about other things, like throwing your couch in the dumpster across the street. You won't do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you've raised my awareness for sure. I think I showed up one time.
I wish we had it on video. She did show up one time with a water bottle. And, you know, I try. It's not about judgment. It just comes out of me. And I just say, really? You came to Mrs. Green's World with a water bottle? And I don't want to shame people. And I knew I could do it with you.
I do want to mention before we go, we are celebrating 37 years, and we're having a big sale February 17th. So anybody that would love to come see the store and get a great discount that day, please come and join us and
including
come
Mrs.
meet me.
Green.
Yeah.
Seriously, just ask for Christy. I think you'll be a little busy that day. What do you think?
It's all good. I love being busy.
And you, of course, everybody knows that you can find out more information by visiting HabitatTucson.org. All of that is always in our show notes when we post the show. You can follow them on Facebook or Twitter. You can tell Laura that we did a special moment with Mrs. Green. I adore her because she really guides me on the important points, and we get off on such trajectories. I want the mission and the vision and the impact of what you do to always be covered in shows like this. So Christy,
thank you for having us.
For all the work you do. The February 22nd show, Kathy Prather, Skilled Labor Force, Sustainable Communities. She's from JTED, and they're doing amazing things. And our Mrs. Green's World show on the 20th, Dr. Mickey McComb, Kobza, The Ocean is Changing. And she She's from, I believe, the Ocean Institute. So the ocean is changing and so can we. And talk about plastic water bottles. Everybody, make it a great green, intentionally lived week, and donate your things to Habitat for Humanity's Habastore when you're spring cleaning. Thanks, everybody.